This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday he will continue to insist on maintaining an Israeli presence along Gaza's border with Egypt as part of any ceasefire deal. Netanyahu's demand to remain in the corridor has been a major sticking point in ceasefire talks with Hamas. The Islamic militant group is demanding a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza as part of any deal that would free the dozens of hostages it's holding in Gaza. Six Israeli hostages were found dead in Gaza over the weekend, triggering nationwide strikes to pressure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into securing a deal to release the rest of the hostages from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
On Monday, flight, transport services and hospitals were severely disrupted as protesters called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to bring the remaining 101 hostages home from Gaza, underscoring deep divisions in Israel over his approach. US President Joe Biden said on Monday he did not think Netanyahu was doing enough to secure such an agreement. Biden said he was close to presenting his own final proposal for a deal to bring hostages home.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the Strip. The campaign began with a small number of vaccinations on Saturday. It aims to reach about 640,000 children. This is V.